Jesus.
Jesus, don't be afraid.
Oh. I used to have a scout, a cub called Jude.
Yeah.
He was one of my favourites and I used to sing that to him. Poor fellow. He didn't know what it was.
Well, that's good.
But also, Nat's mum is called Jude.
Oh.
And I always serenade her with it when I see her. Even though I don't like the Beatles or know the full song.
Yeah.
I don't understand the Beatles. I never have. Why are they so famous? The shit.
I mean, that's probably why they're so famous.
Like, I don't get it. I watched a documentary about a bloke who was, the bloke who killed... What's his tits? Which one was it he killed? Yoko Ono's weird fella?
John Lennon.
Was it John Lennon?
He was married to John Lennon. What was the other one?
So it's Paul McCartney, John Lennon.
Paul McCartney. I think Paul McCartney's still alive and I'm really mad about it because he's the biggest prick of them all.
I know.
Although John Lennon was a very cunt man.
I mean, then he got a fucking airport named after him.
I know.
In Liverpool, of all places, though.
Well, of course.
Obviously.
Where else?
It's a nice airport, in fairness.
Is it?
Aye.
I've never been.
I flew with my mum a couple of years ago to Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice. But then we flew back to Newcastle.
Mm.
Helpful. But it's very nice. It's really small, though.
Yeah.
Smaller than Newcastle. And Newcastle Airport's pretty small.
Well, it's probably me.
Oh, I miss the airport.
I mean, I did not miss the airport.
All I've wanted for weeks now is a fucking holiday.
Yeah.
I want a beach. I want a glass of Pimm's that I've not had to spend 20 minutes cutting fruit up for.
Mm.
I don't even like the beach and I just want to go to the fucking beach.
I cannot relate to these experiences.
You don't want to go on holiday?
I do want to go on holiday. I don't know, I never really went on holidays before you, started making me go on holidays. And so I've been to, Scotland a couple of times and then Amsterdam once. And, yeah, that was fucking choss. And I'm really gutted that they just went, I spent so much money getting a passport and it was such a fucking hassle. And then they were like, right, well, the country's shut now. You're not even allowed out of your flat now, you dickhead. And I'm like, oh, I just got fucking itchy feet now, man.
No, I want a beach. I want to go away. I want to go on holiday.
Mm-hmm. I really want it. Paige has really been selling me on the pirate ship idea.
Oh, no. We need to get on this. I need to... I did say to Paige that I was... I'm allowed a hat on her, but not a hat as fancy as Paige's because Paige is captain and captain should have the fanciest hat.
That is...
And I'm going to... No, I'm going to be the chef.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to have a fancy chef's hat.
Can I be... Is it the sous chef? The one who has a knife?
All chefs have knives, I think.
No, I just... a little while ago... And by a while ago, I mean a few years now. It doesn't matter. I had this sort of... I guess it was towards the beginning of my transition.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of had this projection of myself into the future where I lived somewhere else.
Mm.
And I was fucking... I was fucking Marty drunk on house wine and I was just peeling potatoes and fucking gesturing wildly.
As you do.
Yeah, and so I can absolutely place that onto a pirate ship for sure.
Mm-hmm. Give you a knife,
mm-hmm.
let you chop some stuff, give you a fancy hat.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be grand.
And we can sail in the Mediterranean and then sit out on a veranda eating grilled vegetables.
Ooh.
And talking about our dreams, looking at the stars. Oh my God.
You are and a then, puff.
Yeah, and then we're going to...
You are the biggest puff.
Fill up our hold with delicious olive oils and... Italian wines.
I can flavour all the wines like I do at home.
Bring them home. And
garlic
then,
everywhere.
Yeah, we'll make so much. Yeah, and now.
And none of us will get colds because I'll feed so much garlic to everyone.
And now that Brexit is the thing, we've to be privateers to import some fucking flour. I need flour from Eastern Europe.
Why can't I find flour? It's the only fucking thing I need.
We haven't made ourselves pirates yet.
Well, someone needs to make me a pirate and or give me some fucking flour because I'm sure I have
my dad's
none.
Got a boat. It might just be a rowing boat, so it'll take a while, but
it's a step. Start. It's a first step into getting onto the ocean. I get seasick. I was playing Minecraft and I got motion sick. I had to stop playing. I went and threw up. Like, genuinely went and threw up the other day. Mm. And he looked at me and was like, how the fuck? He's sick on Minecraft, but I can sit on Gears of War and do a fucking 50-level horde.
Yeah. Is that, like, first person as well, aren't you?
First person shooter, are you? Yeah. I fucking love it, though. Mm. It's so good.
It's maybe the blocks, like.
I don't know what it is, but it's just the... Yeah. So...
Have you played Doom, the old in?
No, not yet. No. I think he's got it on his Game Pass, so give it a go. But we're currently obsessed with Gears of War. Mm-hmm. It's his favourite game, always has been. But I still enjoy Diablo. But Gears of War, I get a fucking Lancer, man. Fucking brrrr.
Did you know that nobody who doesn't play Gears of War knows what a Lancer is?
It's a big fucking gun. And you can get a couple of variations, and one of them has a fucking chainsaw on the end, and you rev it up and just slice into people.
Yeah.
This side has never been revealed before. I didn't know I had this in me.
You like Doom a lot for that.
I just slice people open.
Yeah, the new like 3D ones are fucking terrifying though. But you were into that though, wasn't there a different scary game you were playing?
There's quite a few.
I'm just doing your head in though a bit.
Which one?
Was it you who was telling us about the Viking woman? And she's like...
The Viking woman?
Yeah. And it's all like... maybe not. I don't know.
I've been playing Assassin's Creed. And there's a Viking version of that. There's a Viking version coming out.
It might have been Paige. It was this indie game where there was this like... And she was like psychotic or that, and you could like hear voices and shit, and you had to like...
Oh no, that was Hellblade.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was cool. You have to play that with headphones on. Mm-hmm. Like it's so it sort of recreates what's it called? Well, like psychosis. Mm-hmm. So you're wandering around and it's a really simple game. You get from A to B, you kill the guy, there's nothing sort of untoward, nothing really jumps out at you. It's sort of, it's staged, but you have to have your headphones in and you sort of like immerse yourself in it. Mm-hmm. And you're walking down the path and there's like a voice going, don't go that way. Don't go this way. Don't do that. You know you're not the...
I've got headphones on and it's...
And I sit and I was like, oh, this is so fucking... Mm. Like, this is my gremlins. This is my goblin speaking to me.
Yeah.
And I had to sort of take a step back. But I do want to finish that game. Mm. It's really good. And I finished one the other day called Oxenfree, which is really simple. It's just sort of sauntering about and there's like a couple of you and you're on a beach and then this thing happens and you've got to go solve this mystery and go and do all the things. But that was really good. But yeah, Gears of War's the main offender at the minute. Right.
Well, I'm going to say a game because you reminded me of it with that like psychosis game.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like a weird and really fucking tacky game. And it was like a children's game. So I don't know why this was a thing in there, right? But it was this game called Black and White.
Mm-hmm. I have played that. Is that the one where you God?
Yes.
Mm. Uh-huh. I played a little bit of that with the Boronets.
And there's two annoying dudes that, like, tell you what to do and that, right? But, like, I've been smoking a lot of soapy hash at about that time, right? And then, like, I just got fucking really into this game, been playing it for ages. And then I just kept hearing this, like, whispered fucking... And I started going, what the... I didn't think about it. What is going on? And I really thought that the heebs. I know, and like sometimes I go a bit like that. Oh, it's the fucking printer.
Why is the printer kicking off?
Oh my god, everything's freaking me out.
Death.
no, I thought I'd gone wrong from the too much weed finally. But no, it was just
still going strong.
Really fucking spooky element to this game that was just, and it was like a children's game. It was this cartoon game, and it's need every time one of your villagers died, you see.
Oh God.
Yes.
Yeah, I played a little bit of that, but I'm not a computer person. I don't like sitting down. Like, he keeps telling me to get into World of Warcraft, and I'm like, aye, but then I've got to sit at a fucking computer and a desk, and I've got to do that. I can't be fucking arsed.
Mm-hmm.
I like to finish it, like, just be done with a game when I'm done with it and come back to it. Like, I know kind of that's the concept of it. But I've got enough shit to do, never mind sitting at a fucking desk for 27 hours straight playing bloody World of Warcraft, because I know what I'm like.
Yes.
And I can't be doing with it. I'm not a child anymore. Yeah. I haven't got the time. But I have got the time at midnight to be changing light bulbs and figuring out fuse boxes.
And playing Gears of War.
Yes.
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 Fair. I've committed myself to a Minecraft game, but it's on the PlayStation.
Oh, yeah, you need a computer fix, and then you can play with my lads, so we'll stop fucking moaning.
Aye. Well, I can probably do it on this now, because it's not the hard drive with Windows on that's broke. It's the one with all of our podcasts on.
I have a copy.
You have a
Never
copy.
Never fear.
Well, if the MP3s, though, it's not like I'm going to fucking remix them, I'm a lazy bitch.
Fuck the system.
Yeah. Although, actually, well, yeah, no, I can edit it out from the MP3s. I do want to go through at some point. There were some good bits in the last one that I wanted to chop out and sample, I could not be honest, frankly, because I was in the middle. I know what I'm like, you know. I was in the middle of making the fucking podcast. It was the day before it was to be released. I needed to fucking get my shit.
Shocking.
If I got fucking sidetracked one more time, you know, so I had to stay on task. But I do want to do that at some point.
What do you want to sample like?
Just your fucking chat.
Oh, you fucking!
I can't even remember what it was.
I dread to think. It could be anything with me. You never fucking know.
It was just one of the little one-liner sound bites. You know the type of ones that you pick out and you put in the Facebook post?
Oh, yeah. I love doing that. Because I listen through the episodes and then I, like, pick out little bits and sort of change the little prologue of the episode as such.
Yeah.
To match, and I just sit there chuckling like no one's got any fucking idea what we're talking about. It's glorious. But they keep coming back. Hi, friends!
Fucking hell it is. Hi, friends.
Hi, friends.
Do you know what it is? About 10 minutes ago, I was like, I better get her back on track and say hi, friends, hadn't I? And then, yeah.
Just, I do it myself.
Just got caught up in that. I haven't spoke to another human in a whole fucking week, so, like.
But we made an early start today. We did all the things. And now we're here. On episode 22. How do you feel?
About the number 22?
Just how do you feel? About the episode, the number, anything you like.
Right. Canny.
Canny, that'll do.
Yeah.
What are we?
22 doesn't really mean anything to us. But
no.
It's a nice day and I get to hang out with my pal and it's a bit of sunshine. I've got some fresh groceries, some nice juice and I'm doing all right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Aye, yeah. Aye.
I threw my phone out of the window.
You didn't throw it out. Celine just didn't like Fergie.
I was listening to Fergie on my phone in the car and I had it on the dashboard and then I come around the corner and then I was just like, where's the fucking music? And I looked to my left at the split second of the car just going out. And I was, just as I was turning onto the Redriff Bridge, so I couldn't stop and I couldn't turn round. I just had to go across, do a fucking U-ey on the roundabout, come back.
Run across the red hue for your phone.
And so my phone's knackered and I've had to buy a new one.
You just arrived and you were like, your phone, fucked, finally gone.
Yeah.
Poor little thing. She's lasted. She lasted through several arguments, being thrown at walls, and now flying out of a window.
Well, she didn't. She did not survive that one. I mean, she's still alive. She just doesn't have a scream.
She just keeps going.
Yeah.
At you.
I know. It's actually
heartbreaking.
It's pulling
at my heartstrings.
Fucking hell.
Oh. Do you want to get on? Should we?
Why I?
Oh. Ah, you clever bitch.
I don't think that counts because it's... Well,
Phonetically, it works.
Phonetically.
But on paper, I can't use that as an episode.
Aye, but it... But though, although it could be spelled...
I did it with pterodactyls.
Because, oh, yes, you did. All right, well, fucking... Marcus Dan for a pint. I'm not keeping score. I can't be asked.
I'll keep... Listen, I've been keeping score... And I won last week.
Little Miss Homework over here.
Fuck yeah. Do you want to know what the score was?
No, because you're really proud of yourself.
You got 5.
Uh-huh.
I got 13.
Oh, you did so much research, though, and this time I've done a little bit of research.
You have? I'm proud of you.
I just did it today because I've been busy with being on drugs.
It's not a lie.
Sorry, Mum. Well, this is the thing. I've made a commitment to not be a liar. I don't like it.
No.
I think it's bad for you. So, I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
I did too many drugs. I got bored. A bit stir crazy.
Doing the radio.
Yeah. And then, I only did a little bit of drugs when I was doing the radio, but then. I really enjoyed doing the video because I had a little bit of drugs towards the end. And then, so I was like, oh, this is class. Let's have more drugs. And then I did that all night. And then I was been ill for a few days.
Seeing you with coffee, just sipping it. Just like, stimulants.
Yeah, my tum is still a little bit delicate. I'm not going to lie. But
you're better now.
Yeah.
Ish.
Ish, yeah.
Do you want to tell me what your homework is? And what we're talking about.
We're doing the letter... Today's episode is brought to you by the letter Y and the number 22.
Woo! Not sponsored.
Why have we not thought to nick that Sesame Street thing? I don't think they would mind.
I do like the Muppet style.
Yeah.
Jim Henson Studios was part of.
We're nearly at the end of the alphabet. We'll do it when we start. We'll have to start the alphabet again.
Oh, fine.
Yeah.
Fine. But today we're doing the letter Y.
Y-I.
Tell me some facts about you, what you've done for your homework.
Right, well, I've had a very quick scurry around Wikipedia.
The fountain of knowledge.
Because I thought of some cool Y words that I wanted to learn.
And what are those?
More about. Well, here's the thing. Ha ha ha. Because I went to learn about the Yakuza.
Right.
Which, as you may not know, is the... Do you not know?
Mm-mm.
Oh. It's the word for the Japanese mafia, basically.
Oh, I did know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But literally it means the extreme path, which I didn't know. And you might have heard about this. You know the thing where they cut their fingers off if they do a wrong to say sorry to the boss?
Why?
Well, because it's called the extreme path, like, they're not messing about, like.
But what the fuck's a finger? Like, you don't give it to your boss, he doesn't keep it on a fancy necklace.
I don't know what, it didn't say on Wikipedia what they do after they do the Yubitsumi, which is called, and it begins with a Y, so that's 2 pints, or 8, right? And it's the left pinky that they start, but, they might do more. Depending on, they do like a knuckle each time, you know, knuckle joint. It probably does at some, you know, if you're a Yakuza boss, you probably have a string of knuckle bones.
Oh, like the dude in Planet Terror who had a jar full of testicles.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
See, if I was going to do
almost
that,
exactly
I'd want
like
teeth.
That. Would you?
Yeah.
Aye.
If I was a mafia boss,
yeah,
I'd want your teeth. At least then I could make some sort of weird fancy jewellery out of them.
Well, you can make fancy jewellery out of knuckle bones. But,
More inclined to teeth.
Just fucking hand them a pair of pliers.
Giz one.
Yeah.
Giz a good one.
Give us them fucking canines. But the thing, mate, about why part of why they did it, particularly, and because why it was the little pinky, right, is because of samurai culture.
Right.
And so your firmest grip is with your, like, the base of your sword is with your left hand pinky finger. And so by cutting that away, you weaken yourself, and so you humble yourself before your boss in that way. And also, like, sacrifice a bit of yourself. And you have to, like, show that, you know, like, maybe you were, like, ran away from a battle or something. But you have to prove that you have courage by, like, well, I can cut my own finger off and not be a fanny about it, because you have to do it in front of him on a special cloth and then hand him it. And be like, sorry.
Why?
Because it's a extreme path, right? And then you see someone walking around with a finger off and you think, I'm not going to fuck with him. So when he comes around and he's like got to do, like, collect his protection money, and you're like, you might be going, some guy comes in, oh, I'm going to give you some money, and that you're going, not. But you see that he's fucking covered in tattoos and he's got his finger cut off. He's like, this guy's a fucking lunatic. He'll cut his own finger off. Imagine what you'll do to my fingers. I better just give him the money.
Jesus.
You know?
It's a weird thing. Like, Adam knew a lad who just didn't like his finger and just macheted his finger off. For no reason. Wasn't part of the fucking Yakuza. Just turned around and went, buff, don't like that. What the fuck?
Yeah.
But it's weird because pinky fingers are so strong. Mm-hmm. And my friend Laura, you met Laura at my birthday party. Her cousin, I think, he had an accident with a lawnmower. Mm-hmm. And he's basically, he's only got his pinky finger on one hand.
Oh,
that is the strongest fucking pinky. Mm-hmm. And hold a full pint with it. Like, try and hold a fucking pint with your pinky finger. It doesn't happen.
Uh-huh.
That lad's pinky finger is so strong. You're going to try and do it now. But that's an empty glass.
It's an empty glass and I'm struggling. I couldn't hold that.
With a full pint.
For a whole pint.
Me fucking bother. Lad's a legend. I mean, I get that, but I also have an issue with people taking limbs off.
Yeah.
It's unnecessary. Just take teeth. Just take teeth. There's nothing more painful than a dry socket.
Yeah. All right.
Having dental surgery, having a fucking tooth out, going home, having a joint, and then going, that was a bad idea. When your mouth starts hurting and you've got an infection because you don't listen to the dentist. That would hurt more than taking your pinky finger off. There's not worse than oral pain.
I mean, it's grim, like. I find the worst part about being at the dentist is, like, just having all the fucking spit sucked out your mouth.
Yeah. And she always gets the side of your cheek. Sorry.
Yeah.
Jesus, can you...
No, it's fucking really uncomfortable, and you just have to hold your mouth open, which is just so unnatural, while a fucking strange dude pokes around in there with a fucking drill, and you're like, I can't move because then he's going to drill through my fucking tongue. But,
we've all seen horror movies. We all know how that ends. Stay fucking still.
And just all you want to do, because there's something weird in your mouth, is poke it with your tongue.
And you don't know whether to open your eyes or keep your eyes closed.
Just
looking at the dentist, looking in your mouth.
Eye contact with them, and you're just like, let's not go to the dentist. Let's all brush our teeth.
I need to go to the dentist. I had two fucking things booked in for April for fixing my root canal.
Still not had that sorted out.
I can't. They shut because of the
government
grounding.
Of course.
So now I've got to wait fuck knows how long until I can see my nice dentist again.
Yeah.
So, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Yes, I just have to say that the biggest Yakuza group is called Yamaguchi Gumi because I want to score points. And it's another Y letter and we're moving off topic now. So sorry to read you. But if you want to give us a Y letter...
You're like, bitch, I want these points.
I do.
She's not fucking about.
I got into Wikipedia to learn about the Yakuza, and then it was like, there were loads of other Y words as well. Tell her about them.
I know, it's dead good, isn't it? You get one and you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Well, I learned about yawning.
Oh.
Which I found a fact, well, I wrote a fact down which I already knew. Okay. And I like to tell this fact to people. that, like, researchers and scientists don't know why we yawn.
Okay.
It's linked to tiredness, like fatigue. And the some people have said, like, it helps cool your brain down a little bit.
Okay.
It's nothing to do with oxygen. And people say, oh, you yawn to get oxygen in there. And she's yawning. Like, people just don't know why. We just do it.
Is it a magic spell? Because you said when you were looking at some stuff up about it before that you were like, I know, you look kind of, like, sleepy and that. And then I was like, you're right. And then and you was like, yeah, I'm just reading about yawning.
Mm-hmm.
It's making me... And then you said, as soon as you said the word yawn, I was like...
Mm-hmm. Well, this is it. I've put... I also found out that contagious yawning has some sort of, like... It's social communication. Mm.
Laughter's like that, isn't it?
Aye. Mm. And it's one of the things, like, we figure out to do... Before we're even born, we yawn in the first trimester of being a fetus.
That's dope.
Aye? So kicking about in the womb, we're just like, oh, fucking done with this shit already.
I wish I could remember. This is why you don't remember, like, before you were born, because you were just...
It was like, too warm and cozy. You know how
they say, like, if you get, like, addicted to heroines, because it's, like, such a mint high that you just... You need to keep mm-hmm. chasing that. Just imagine being, in like, in the womb, just being fucking soup and just... stretching out.
That's my whole life goal.
Mm-hmm.
Is to build my
stretching out
comfort
inside a bit of soup.
Yeah.
Well, in a hot spring, that would be.
Aye, take me back to Iceland.
Yeah.
Belting.
When
I. But I found out a very odd fact about yawning, mm-hmm. which I've never known before. We share the. I can't read my own handwriting. We share it with primates. Uh-huh. Like, primates do it with each other. But as humans and as primates, we tend to yawn more to people of our own race.
Hmm.
And the same with primates. So if there's a baboon yawning, another baboon will yawn. In this, like, it's not completely, like, yeah. set in stone, but predominantly it's been documented mm. that... You yawn more to people of your race?
I think that it's important to state that people of different races aren't different species in the same way that different apes...
No, it's the correlation that they've put.
Yeah, no. And so, but I just want to say that, and also probably that's because we're conditioned to have less empathy with... People of different races.
Mm-hmm.
But also we've been a factor there.
We've been brought up, sadly, in a yeah. very stay within your own race.
Yeah.
Kind of deal. Uh-huh. We're coming out of that, thankfully. But however, that is nonetheless a fact
mm.
about yawning, and I found that really interesting.
A fascinating fact.
Aye. Like, who? Why? But loads of people have done loads of research into yawning, and still no one knows a fucking thing. We just do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one of the first things we learn how to do. We just do it. Sometimes when we're hungry,
hmm.
when we're tired, we just do it. Like,
yeah.
Like, do you ever remember in school when you'd yawn and the teacher's like, oh, am I boring you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I.
yeah.
But it's not that. Like, uh-huh. people associate it with, like, oh, well, you're not having a good time. And usually you're just tired
school
or
was
bored.
Stupid.
Like, understimulated.
Mm-hmm.
So... Fuck you, school.
Yeah. Okay, that's interesting because, like, maybe that's what it means. Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. we don't because, like, socially, we've kind of went. Oh, it means you're bored of me speaking or whatever, or it means you're tired. But it might just mean like to like in our monkey brain, this means like ugh.
Bored. Over it.
Come, fucking someone paying a bit of attention to us because I'm just. I want to have a nap or a...
Snack.
Something.
Usually. Both.
And pick fleas off each other or something. And I've had enough.
We work pretty much the same. Yeah. To a certain degree. And I find, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's odd. But no, enough about yeah. yawning because now I'm getting tired.
Yes.
Fucking hell.
Should we all just have a nap?
Let's have a nap. Cheeseburger. Yeah. Cheeseburger nap.
Oh, fuck off. Why would you say cheeseburger map? That is the best idea you've had yet. Fuck.
Cheeseburger map.
Just eat cheeseburgers until you're just so sleepy from the meat sweats that you just...
Mm-hmm. Curl up into a little ball.
Yeah.
Oh, my Yawn God. Yawn away. I've broken her.
I need to stop wriggling about in this noisy chair because I make so much problems for myself later when I have to produce this fucking
episode.
But I had a moment, listeners, and you just have to roll with me on that.
Rolling with my homies.
I'm very emotional.
Yeah, you did cry earlier. I say earlier, like 10 minutes ago. Putting down an animal that you don't need to put down.
What? This makes me sound like I put down an animal just because I wanted. Well, I just wanted to feel something. Like,
I say things without context.
This is not the story that happened.
It's not
at all.
The story. We were talking about animals and how vets charge a fortune.
And I technically didn't cry. I got choked up. So
that's true. Fine, I'll let you have that one.
Yes.
I haven't cried in public yet.
Ever?
Oh, not ever.
Just not today.
Just not today.
Okay. Well, that is an achievement.
That is an achievement.
In itself.
But I'll finish that because, yes, we were talking about vets and animals and how much mm-hmm. they overcharge you mm-hmm. to put down poorly animals. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you don't have the money to do it. Mm-hmm. And then we got very upset because we both have animals that at some point are mm-hmm. going to die because they are animals. Mm-hmm. But they are, 1 minute, let me segue. Mm. Youths.
Okay.
They are tiny little youths.
That's true. That mm-hmm. is true.
They're teenagers.
Gordo's still quite young, isn't he?
But do you know what else I found in my notes? Mm-hmm. Britons mm-hmm. refer to youth and mm-hmm. believe that it ends at 30.
Okay.
So I am no technically not a youth anymore. I am, quote-unquote, middle-aged.
Uh-huh.
Bullshit. But youth, by definition, is the stage of self-construction and figuring out gender, peers, family, style, etc.
Yes. See, this is, I suppose, the converse of a thing that I've been seeing quite a lot about. I think that adulthood is not a state of maturity at mm-hmm. all. It's a state of subjugation. It's a state of accepting that, like, all right, well, I've just got to be normal and go to work and fucking watch the football and drink pints and go to work and that's what that is. And that's why, like, you know, we're not immature people. We're fucking...
I'm immature, but I'm very mature.
I mean,
I pay the bills. I do what I need to do. I don't cause trouble. Uh-huh. I stick to some of the rules.
Yeah.
I'm a thoughtful, empathetic, compassionate person. Mm-hmm. But also,
but we like
I'm a 30-year-old child.
We like to sing out a tune and wear outfits that are not okay. And
by whose fucking standards?
Well, exactly.
Not, and if it's Britain's, then Britain can suck my left one. Because
Britain
I don't give a shit.
Britain has got the worst fashion sense in the world, I reckon.
Oh my God. Do you remember the 90s?
Maybe.
And popper pants.
I mean, they were gas though.
They were not. You used to have your pals running up going, way.
Well, I could never afford any, so I just thought it was really funny when that happened to other people.
It's not fun when it happens to you when you're like 14 and you've got really hairy legs and you're not quite a goth yet and you're sort of in that weird stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
To be a youth again. Mm. But then that word is used quite negatively. You know, like when you see it in the
youths.
In the news. Mm.
I knew that I'd come youths. Of age when I was walking down the street and there was like a few teenagers up ahead and I was like, oh no, youths. And I was like, oh fuck, I'm old now. I'm properly old.
But you get to do it again.
I guess so. In a sense.
You got the 30 and went, I'm mid... Nope. Start again.
Yeah.
Start again. So you've got until you're like...
I'm going back to the character creation screen. I've done this all wrong.
Let's fix this bit. Don't like this. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
See, and I never made it. Yeah. I'm still figuring out
It's difficult when you're doing it when you're older, but also it's like way more better because you can just like have your wee house and just put your fucking gay wee shit in it and just, you know.
Well, it's not that as well. Like, there's confidence. Like, me, compared to 10 years ago,
experience and...
I know now who I don't want in my life and the kind of people that I don't want around me because I've been through that. I've experienced going through people who take the piss out of you and just have you there for drugs or money or sex or whatever it is. People use people. And as I've gotten older, there's like a... There's a line that I know I won't fucking cross.
Yeah.
You can say and do what you want, but you're not coming over this line if you don't tick these boxes, because I have only got a certain capacity for certain types of people now.
Yeah.
It's not just anyone. Like, and I've also got, I give less of a shit.
Yeah.
I wear what I want, I do what I want, I look how I want.
Yeah, I
it's
think
none of your fucking business what I do.
That's what maturity is, I think, to me, because, I mean, you're saying that, and I think, like, the major, like, point of me, like, growing up was realising that my friends were all cunts.
There's a couple that I've got, I've still held on
and
to.
And just, like, I think it's in a sense, sort of, like, becoming a parent, eating a child, and you stop giving shit about that fucking peer pressure and start thinking, no, this is fucking not good for me. You need to stop hanging out with those boys, all right, because they're
not
bad
good.
News. They're fucking... You're a bright kid. You're a good kid, you know. Don't fucking hang around with these assholes drinking and
but treating
you like shit all the time.
Sometimes
they
are nice
people. Because
it makes
you feel like shit.
Like, sometimes they are really just genuinely nice people, but they just don't maybe have the same values as you or just don't sort of fit into your life. You don't have to make room for people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless you want to. Like, I moved up here and I had nobody. I had my exes and some of their family and a couple of their friends. Like, I'd never had my own people. Then you fucking waltzed in. And it was like, right, well, I want to make room for this one. And I put that space aside to be like, let you cross the line and be like, right, this person fits my... life and agrees with my... Just don't sit there looking smug. But, like, I wanted to make room for you in my life. And I've done that with a couple of other people, like Kat and T and Jay and even Adam. Like, I've made room for people I want there. And if I don't want you there, you're either on the outskirts, you're just people that I know, people that I get on with, but that are not core central people that check up on me. Like, me and you talk every day, but every couple of days or so, I'll get a message off Kat or T saying, like, are you doing all right? Are you okay? Right. You've not been messaging. Are you? There's always that, like, people who give a shit about me behind the scenes kind of thing. And it's only now at my age that I make room for people I want to make room for, not just because they are people who want to hang out with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like, I'd rather have five friends who give a shit about me and make sure that I'm alive.
Yeah.
Than 50 friends who just want to get mortal and be like, oh, where are you coming on Friday? Where have you got some... Not interested. Not fucking interested.
Yeah.
Like... And it, I think that is definitely an age thing. Like, when I was younger, I used to have this thing where my mum would be like, she only had a couple of friends. And I was like, why has my mum only got a couple of friends? Like, why has my dad only got a couple of friends? Why? Because I had a fucking huge set of... I could go out on a Friday night by myself.
Yeah.
And I could speak to 80 different people. And I'd know them all to a degree. There was a point in time when I had over 1,000 friends on Facebook... And someone made a comment, they were like, you don't know all those people. And I was like, I know every single one of those people.
Yeah.
And it was like, it's only now where I'm like, I understand why my mum only had a couple of friends, why my dad only had a couple of friends, why adults only have a couple of friends. Because they're the core, valuable, important ones, not your acquaintances. And I think that comes with... not being a youth anymore. Even though I do use that connotation a lot. bloody youths.
Yes.
But by definition, I'm not now. I'm middle-aged. Oh.
I know what's gross, isn't it?
Oh. I don't like it. I don't want to be middle-aged. Can I just say I'm not?
The
good thing... I'm whatever the fuck I want to be.
Exactly. The good thing about being middle-aged, though, is you do get to buy a cool leather jacket.
I've been wearing cool leather jackets since I was a teenager.
And you've...
I've been middle-aged since I was 12.
you've peaked too soon. They've nowhere to go. I mean, literally,
because
we're in lockdown. But,
I've up.
Get a sports car or a motorcycle. You're not getting a motorcycle.
I want a motorcycle.
Fuck, what have I done? Why have
my
I...
My dad wouldn't let me have one, and I'm 30, and I don't listen to what my dad tells me to do. I never have.
I want a motorcycle. No.
I would look so cool on a motorbike.
Right, well,
I want a nice big fucking chopper. Fucking big beastie. Blah. Put Adam on the back. He'd shit him. He wouldn't let me drive him on a motorbike, would he? Fuck.
Well, you can maybe get a small powered scooter if you promise to wear a helmet and leather.
I will wear a helmet if I got a bike. But do you know who's still a youth? Adam.
Mm?
Yeah. Well, it's his birthday tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And he's 29.
Oh.
So he's still a youth.
29 is not youthful, is it?
According to Britain.
Well,
according to Britain.
Britain is full of shit.
He's absolutely a youth.
I mean, yeah. Are you right enough? Right, well, you've got one more year, son, and then that's it.
You've got to stop with all this ADD.
Stop wearing a blazer.
Oh, can you imagine him in a blazer?
Smoking like a little corn cob pipe.
I've got a pipe he could use.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
And a monocle. I've just dressed him up like Mr. Peanut. And that means, I don't know why.
He would.
That's what he looks like.
If I gave him a monocle,
yeah,
he would fucking wear it.
You know those types of hipsters?
Who don't need glasses but wear them anyway.
They wear like tweed suits and they pretend like they're old-timey people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The ones who think they're from the fucking 40s and that, and they piss about.
Aye, and there's that like really popular one where he plays a ukulele, but he sings about like, fuck you, because... but like in a like a 20s style or something.
No.
Ah. Right. Well, we're going to have a short interval now because...
I drank too much coffee and I need a wee.
Yeah, there we go. Oh, clunk. Fucking hell, my ear.
Sorry.
So, I can't tell you about the letter Y while she's away having a wee because that won't be fair. And I do have another one to go, but like, you know, it's sort of an information exchange that we do as part of our learning about the letters, words related to the letters, and then like telling each other, which brings to mind, we were speaking before, like she was wanting to go back to college and that, so I was saying like, in a way, like this is a bit like college, isn't it? Because we're just like, we're learning from each other. And why do you need to go to college and have a professor when anyone can fucking get into Wikipedia and read about some shit? And then just, like, tell each other about it?
What are you teaching me?
I'm just talking about how we can just make free school and don't have to go to college because we can just, like... Before when we were sitting and doing, like, homework together and just having a little study group because we're doing a podcast about words that begin with the letter Y... And so
it's homework we made for ourselves.
Yeah, well, exactly. And then we're sitting back and forth, exchange the information that we'll learn. And I think that's probably a better way to learn than going to college and having to sit through a lecture and read essays and whatever else.
Yeah, I like that though.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Aye. But you can do that though. See, if that's your learning style, we could have a little study group and you can come in and go, all right, well, I've written this essay about what I've learned, Matt, and just I don't know, read it out to the group or hand it out. I'm not reading essays if they're long, I'll be honest. I cannot read I mean, I can read, but, like, just my fucking ADD. And I think I'm getting more and more long-sighted as I'm getting into my middle age.
Out of youth.
Yes. So I think my brain is just like, nah, this is too much work. Focusing on letters for ages, nah.
Nah. See, I've well if gotten back
into it. If it's more than a paragraph,
it.
I'm over it.
I've gotten back into it.
Or, like, different colours or, like, different words highlighted or bolded or whatever. That really helps. And then I go, all right.
Yeah.
And pick that. It's aye.
See, that's what we were on about that before we box. Because uh-huh. you recommended one last week.
I did.
That I am going to read because now I have it.
Uh-huh.
Was it Carter Beats the Devil?
It was Carter Beats the Devil, yes.
I'm going to give that a read. But I finished 3 books. Like, uh-huh. and some of them are annotated. Like, when you passed me that, I was like, are you precious
uh-huh.
about books? And you're like, no, mm-hmm. writing it. Give me feedback. Give me...
Yeah.
It's beautiful to know what other people think about your interests.
Yeah, no, I'm just getting so fucking tender in isolation, to be honest. But, like, I love, like, little bits of humanity. You remember, like, last summer... I was looking out the window having a cup of tea or whatever, and there's like bushes, mm-hmm. like herb bushes around our flats, and I just seen this lass just trail her hand through them and then just smell the fucking the lavender and that that's around.
There's and literally just like, a lavender to my left, and I constantly stick my hand in it and just.
Mm-hmm. Just the weird little human things that people do, and
for
it's
pleasure.
Just. Yeah, it's nice. It's humanising, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think it's nice to have that. And also, it sort of, it gives you more insight. I, like, sometimes read in the Bible, I was seeing you earlier. Mm-hmm. And then it's interesting to look, like, at the, like, the notes that they have there. And it seems, well, like, in Hebrew, this word specifically means this. And it's used in, like, these other contexts. And then, so it gives you, like,
spectrum out.
Like, a different understanding, a different perspective on the thing. And so it's really interesting to see, like, what other people pick up on it, like, mm-hmm. because everyone has a different perspective.
Everyone has a different learning style as well.
Yeah.
Like, you can pick up, I'm going to read this book now, and mm-hmm. I can take something from that book that you never did,
mm-hmm.
or vice versa.
Like, I hope you take the same thing from that book that I...
That I need to buy a motorcycle and beat the devil.
No, Carter doesn't have a motorcycle. He's a magician.
Well...
So you have to learn to be a magician.
And then get a motorbike. And then beat the devil.
Fine. In a motorcycle race.
Yes.
Grease lightning.
Can I get a Chevy Impala for that?
Yeah, you can totally have a Chevy Impala.
Oh, yes! That is my number one car.
Only if I can hang out the passenger side hollering and...
Just you wait till you watch Death Proof.
Can we all go to, like, the movies and that? And then, like, have a rumble.
The drive-through.
With, like, a rival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
And we'll all have jackets.
And then do weird sex stuff in the car.
I mean...
Not necessarily with each other, but, yeah. you know... I'm just going to hang my head in shame at that one. It's just me. It's just me.
Yeah, they cut that part out in those kinds of movies.
And well, in Greece, he went to touch her and she fucking boffed. Get off, you bastard.
Yeah.
Like,
uh-huh.
Fuck with me. But that was Greece.
Mm-hmm.
And that film is very, very, very problematic.
Most films are.
I know. They're getting ruined. Mm. Just going to make me own.
Yeah. I mean... I think there's a reason why media is so problematic.
Why?
It's so as to normalise and just introduce these problematic concepts into our lives.
I am a problematic concept introduced to your life.
That's absolutely accurate. Yeah.
I think I've ever described myself so well. I'm out. Done. Fuck.
Should I tell you about the yoga that I've been very quickly reading about?
Yes.
You could go so fucking deep into yoga because what I learned is its origin My fucking handwriting is atrocious.
Same.
It goes like way back to the 5th and 6th centuries BCE, which I think is different to BC, but I don't know how. So that's like, 2,500 years ago at least.
It's loads.
2,500. Yeah, and it's a part of Hinduism, it's a part of Buddhism, it's a part of Jainism. You're going to have to excuse my pronunciation through this because I don't know how to pronounce some of these words. I've literally just read them on Wikipedia. But yeah, so there's like the stuff that we practice in the West is just like one form of yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And that's called Hatha yoga.
I did know that.
Yes. It was first introduced. That just means yoga is exercise. Whereas within these like religious practices, it's like a much more meditative and spiritual thing, and I think
it's a bit more than just being bendy.
Yeah. And I think some of those practices might even be closed to people who are not part of that religion, because I know there's some like pushback like against Westerners like not having that cultural background, even doing the Hatha yoga as exercise. But like from what I read on Wikipedia, you know, it has been a thing in India since the 19th or 11th century. There's been like people writing books about like yoga just as exercise, and it has been, you know, exported to the West by
as everything is.
Yeah, and just like these specific practices that you get, they don't give away, you know, the
trade
other
secrets.
Other stuff, yeah. And really, that's all I had on yoga. But I was just it's fascinating to learn that there's just so much like cultural depth. I've been thinking about this a lot recently, like about how I don't know. I used to when I was younger and drunk. If you met someone foreign, I'd be fascinated because like
you'd want to know.
Yeah, and I love foreign cinema and that because there's just these cultural references, these like just like jokes and stuff that you can tell that it's a joke, but you don't know why it's a joke, and it's just stuff like that fascinates me. Just these differences that people have, and there's parts of yoga that I can experience, and there's parts of it that I can just never fathom because I just don't.
We're not I don't part have of that. That you're not part of the culture. Uh-huh. You can understand from an outsider, but you don't.
Yeah.
Because you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fair.
Yeah.
But I like the, what phrase did you just use about foreign cinema? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah. I like foreign cinema as, like, I like films, I like stuff with subtitles. For that reason, and I think part of the beauty of it is when you watch stuff like that, is one, you are sort of immersed in that culture and you're in it, but also when there's subtitles, you've got to, it helps me sort of be focused on what's happening. Like, I could tell you the fucking plot, I can give you I could at one point give you the whole script of Amelie.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful cinema.
Really pretty fan.
But then there's like stuff which I've been watching, ironically. Mm-hmm. Not ironically. Ironically? I don't know. It segues into what I've been watching this week.
Yeah.
I watched a film on Netflix just completely by accident. It's Polish.
Oh, yes.
And it's called The Plagues of Breslau. Mm-hmm. Excuse my pronunciation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just about, well, it's a murder. Mm-hmm. Several murders happening. And there's this lass, this like really cool police officer, you're not sure why she's so moody and tired, like what's happened, what there's this whole kind of thing around it, and you've got to be immersed in the movie. And that led me on to, you did a beautiful segue there, you let me do this so well, it was very nice. I'm just gonna applaud that for you. Is my recommendation of the week, which is actually foreign cinema.
Perfect.
And it's called, it's on Netflix as well, so go and watch The Plagues of Breslau. It's beautiful. But then go and watch Lamont.
Mm-hmm.
Like, M-A-N-T-A. it stands for Mantis, as in praying mantis. And it's actually a series, not a film.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was eight to ten episodes, so you've got to sit and...
Yeah.
But there's this serial killer, like, lady serial killer, femme fatale kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
She's murdered in the past for all the right reasons. Murderers, rapists, wife beaters,
mm-hmm.
bad men. She's murdered them. She's been put in prison. There's now a copycat. She doesn't know who the copycat is, but she's going to help the police find a copycat. And it's just... It's fucking incredible. Like, the cinematography of it is really well done. Yeah. The script of it. But my lad was... Well, as you know, Adam was mm-hmm. brought up in France.
Yeah.
So he understands a lot of French culture and certain mm-hmm. words and terminology and what was going on. And he was explaining to me that France have this, like... They were the sort of the first creators of the femme fatale. They don't take women lightly.
Yes.
They put women in that, like,
mm-hmm.
women are capable of murder. Like, yeah. It's not just, oh, they do a bit of poison. Like,
uh-huh.
No, they know that women are fucking lethal.
Yeah, historically, no. French women have been
French women fucking savage. Don't fuck yes. about.
Uh-huh.
And I think that as he was telling me this, as I was watching it, I was just fully immersed. But it's the first program that I've had in a while that when I've walked away from the TV, I've paused it.
Because
mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't want to miss
it.
I don't want to miss because I need to read, I need to watch, I need to see. Mm-hmm. And if you can deal with subtitles and you can go I fucking love watch, subtitles. It's I have beautiful.
Subtitles on English language programs.
I always have the subtitles on.
Absolutely. And it gives my fucking ADD something to occupy itself with. So I can actually watch the show because then what I'm doing is I'm listening to what they're saying and then I'm noticing that the subtitle is slightly different. And it's like my fucking Bible study where I'm just like,
I do that. Well, that was it. Like
marrying those concepts together and...
Oh, was it? There were certain French slurs, people calling each other a bitch or a slut or whatever. And Adam was like, it's not what that means. That's not what that means. This actually means that. This means... And I was like, whoa. So if you've got someone who was born and raised in France, have mm-hmm. them watch this with you because it's fucking amazing.
Nice. Yeah.
But...
If you don't have a French person...
You can borrow mine.
Stillborn is fine.
You can borrow mine. My French-Mexican boyfriend. I'm nothing if not... what's the word? What's the word?
I have no idea what you're trying to say. Like, so
inclusive.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll accept that.
Take that. Right. But also in this film mm-hmm. program, the like cop's wife.
Yes.
You know when you stare at someone and you're like, "Why do I find you so beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Like what?" She's not sort of quote unquote sexy,
mm-hmm.
but she's got this just. Gorgeous skin. And then it took me about two episodes to go, it's a fucking hair.
Mm.
She's got this big mass of just perfect curls and this beautiful sort of like olive skin. And she's got this really cute fashion sense and she wears these nice like overcoats. And I'm just like, oh, my little queer heart. I think I'm in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might actually love you, Lucy. And he's just sat there going, you are a puff. I was like, I know, but look. And he was like, she just looks like any typical French woman. And I was like, but I've never seen a typical French woman. Look at her.
Fair. Yeah.
Look at her. She's fucking beautiful. But she's just beautiful. And she's got a very nice soul. But this program has got these so many twists and turns. Twists and turns all over the fucking show. When you think you've nailed the murderer...
No.
You're fucking way off. Totally. Yeah.
I can't keep up with shit.
It took
like that.
My instincts a good halfway to three quarters of the way to figure out who the murderer was and pinpoint the murderer.
And she'll guess on the first thing, like.
Usually, I'm pretty good at that. But foreign cinema.
If I'm alert enough to pay attention to the first thing, you can always tell who it is. That's like a literary rule.
Or you know who you think it is because that's who they're going to pin it on. Mm-hmm. But actually, it's... I'm good at psychology. I think I've read enough in my life about serial killers to understand who the murderer is. So
I'm not gonna call you a white girl because it upsets you, but that's a very white girl thing for you.
Fuck you. I'm mad. I'm not a youth anymore. I'm middle-aged. I'm a middle-aged white girl. And I'm fucking pissed.
Mate, that bit's definitely getting sampled.
God. You're supposed to love me. I let you in. You go.
Oh, I love you so much.
I love you too, you massive arsehole.
Now we're running out of time, so I'm just gonna I found a couple of segues in your thing, but then they were very tenuous, so I'm just gonna
I love a tenuous segue.
Announce it. Well, it's on Netflix, and I'm not sure it counts if it's cinematography because it is animated.
It does, yes.
But it's a very beautiful cartoon, and some of you will have seen it, and if you haven't. And like light cartoons, I would fully recommend it. The final season drops on Friday, which will already be out by the time this is out. So go and watch it. But it's She-Ra and the Princesses of Power.
Still not seen it, you know.
The fucking character design is off the hook. It's just, it's really fucking queer. Like, you know, it's not like, isn't it? It's not graphic. It's a children's cartoon.
It's educational.
Yeah, inclusive. And it's cute and it's nice and it's so pretty and like there are just like these backdrops and just everything about it is beautiful. And I was sitting on coming down from days and days from doing too many drugs because I'm a fucking knobhead, and I'm sorry, Mom, if you listen to this podcast, I'm not gonna do that again.
You are, though.
I am, but not as much as that.
Thank you.
Might dabble. But yeah, and it was just such a lovely thing to sit and come down with.
And
like have a duvet day with. If you want to have a duvet day and watch like a nice, pretty cartoon with little bits that just make you go, that's so cute and so gay. I can't. I literally had to fucking go and get some screen grabs off the internet and text her and just be like, how is my fucking tender gay heart supposed to deal with this fucking scene right now?
And even out of context, I was like, oh, I'm gay.
Yeah.
I need to watch it. And Steven Universe. I've not watched any Steven Universe.
Steven Universe is also a really good show.
Does someone have a burger backpack in Steven Universe?
Cheeseburger backpack, yes.
Right, because I've wanted a cheeseburger backpack for fucking ages, yeah. And then I keep coming up on eBay saying Steven Universe, and I'm like, who the fuck has got a cheeseburger backpack that isn't me?
Yeah.
And I'm mad about it, and Steven I want a cheeseburger Universe. Backpack.
Yeah.
I need to go and watch it.
You do. That's near the beginning, and it's on Netflix.
Everything's on Netflix. It's good.
No, not that much is on Netflix. They keep taking stuff off that I like. I miss Detectorists.
Oh, that was
if
fun.
If they take Star Trek off, I am kicking off the one.
I know you will.
I know. I'm already mad at myself.
You already typing out the email in your head, aren't you, you motherfuckers?
Yes.
Give me back Star Trek.
Do you know how much it would cost to buy my favourite franchises of, like, just my favourites on DVD?
Too fucking much.
So much.
Would Music Magpie even have all that?
I mean, they might, if I'm lucky, but like...
Have you got a spare couple of hundred quid?
Like, each episode is an hour long, and then there are like 20-odd episodes because it's an American show, and then there are like 9 seasons. So just the sheer amount of discs. I've got a fucking slab of Xena.
You have?
And that...
You could take a motherfucker out with that.
You could.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
But the fucking just one franchise of Star Trek would be the like 4 of those 5.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That takes me back. Box sets.
There was a lot of it. And Deep Space Nine is also quite a queer show. Rick Berman was producing, and also it was the 90s, so they couldn't be very explicit with it. But like the subtext is there, and it's there on purpose. It's being, you know, the actors were aware. They wanted to put it in. They fought. To put it in.
I like that. I used to watch Stargate.
Yeah.
That was as nerdy as I got in that respect.
Stargate was alright, but...
I've got a thing for other realms. Okay. Other worlds.
No, I do like that.
I'm a puff of fantasy. I can't help myself. Yeah.
That's what I used to like about Neil Gaiman, but now he's broken up with Amanda Palmer and I'm taking sides. I can't help it.
I know. That was nearly another argument.
It was, yeah.
Amanda Palmer, Neil Gaiman, if you're listening,
yeah,
we're mad about it. I felt like love died on that day.
Don't say that.
Love died.
Yeah, that's
but Amanda Palmer, she even ecstasy. Said though, she was like, I've gone through a year of like training, basically. The tours that I've been doing speaking about my life has been training.
Yeah.
For right now.
Yeah.
And she's sort of embracing the pain. She's embracing the heartache. She's not letting it, like, sit unnoticed. And she's still Amanda Palmer in the fuck out of life.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know what happened. We're not part of the relationship. But...
Yeah.
I'm not happy about it.
No.
If you ever email me back and want to be my friend, Amanda, it's fine.
Well, I mean, a part of why you're mad is because... He got on a plane and flew back to England in the fucking lockdown. And he shouldn't be doing that.
Maybe she told him to bugger off, though.
Aye, but he could have went somewhere else in Australia. Or is it New Zealand? New Zealand, yeah.
Folk knows. It's not my place to comment.
But yeah, no. I mean, technically, it's not. But also, how dare you hurt Amanda's feelings? You better write some good books about this, son.
Yes.
Good grief. Wow.
But I think before we give the listeners any heartache,
right? We better wrap up.
Wrap this up
because I need a piss.
Me first, you next. So Sunday, which is actually release day,
yes,
the 17th of May is the International Day Against Homophobia, Transphobia, and Biphobia.
So every nation, every race. Punch a Nazi in the face.
Can we turn that into a song? Or is it already a song?
I mean, I'm sure somebody's made it into
a song. I'm
going
to do that on the ukulele.
It rhymes.
Fuck the system. Yes, buy merch. Yes. Proceeds going to Liam. Mm-hmm. Still, I'm keeping that pot open for a little while. Just
sure.
Keeping it open. Get in touch, do the things, do the email, do as a Google. We're on all the things.
Thanks for listening.